form A can have. And I've got the curl of the curl, which can be written out in terms of vector identities, in terms of the gradient of the divergence of A minus del squared A like this. And since I'm using Coulomb gauge, the divergence of A is zero. And I only get this part, and that transforms Ampere's law into the wave equation. So from starting from Maxwell's equation, the only condition I have now is that the vector potential must satisfy the wave equation. And it's the wave equation here where I've got c is the speed of light, and this c squared comes from mu naught epsilon naught. So these two constants here together combine to give me this c squared here, and this is the wave equation. Are we doing okay? I'll go a little further. And we're looking for solutions to the wave equation. We just finished Maxwell's synthesis, by the way. We started with Maxwell's equations, we got the wave equation out, so we went from electricity and magnetism to light waves. And we were looking for the form of the vector potential that will solve this wave equation. And I want to find the normal modes. A normal mode is one where all components move with the same frequency. And so if I have a bunch of masses and springs and they're connected together and I want to know what the normal modes is, I look for something where everything moves with the same frequency. And in this case, then I look for a solution in terms of sines or cosines. And this here, this kind of solution is a normal mode of the wave equation. It's got a certain frequency to it and everything moves with the same frequency. So what I want to do now is take this solution and put it into the wave equation and